Investment advisory services offered on a fee basis through Global Financial Private Capital, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. The opinions expressed in this radio program are those of Jim Byrds and participants and not those of Global Financial Private Capital, LLC. The participants on this program may take forward-looking statements, including but not limited to statements as to future events that involve various risks and uncertainties. Forward-looking statements involve known and unknown risks, uncertainties, and other factors that may cause events or results to differ materially from those that were forecast. Therefore, no forecast should be construed as a guarantee. Investing in securities and annuities involves the risk of principal loss. Prior to making any investment decision, listeners should consult a professional to determine the risk, cost, benefits, and fees associated with the particular investment. Information obtained from a third-party resource is believed to be reliable, but the accuracy cannot be guaranteed. It's time now for Safe Investing in the New Economy, brought to you by Safe Harbor Financial Services, LLC in Daphne. Your hosts today are Jim Byrd and Doug Morrison from Safe Harbor Financial Services, LLC in Daphne, and Richard Lindsay of Zivac & Lindsay CPAs in Mobile.
Hello, folks.
Hello, folks.
Hey, folks. Good to be with you.
Well, we got a great team together. We really did well last night in our seminar, folks. We had about 25 people there, folks, and every single possible person signed up for a consultation last night. And they loved the seminar. They said it was one of the best they've seen.
Well, this is a new seminar for you, Jim, isn't it?
Yes, this is called The Financial Future of America. And Doug starts it off with some facts and figures and lays the groundwork of what's going on in our economy and why that people need to look for safe places for the money, don't you, Doug?
Oh, absolutely, Jim. And I tell you what, I appreciate the response that we're getting from people in our seminars. I think it's the information that we're giving them is opening up their eyes. It's giving them handles to grab a hold of and to be able to find hope with an uncertain economy, what we're facing right now. So, yeah, absolutely.
And Richard, we talk about the need for guaranteed safe income during retirement. You know, one of the two sources we got is Social Security and your own stuff. And you know, where you put your stuff is more important today than ever been before.
Well, absolutely. Social Security is probably the base for lifetime income. And the only real, well, there's a couple of problems. But one of the biggest problems with Social Security is that you really can't get a lot of it.
Yeah.
No matter what you do, you just can't get a lot of it. And it does die when you die, so you can't pass it on to your spouse or your grandchildren or whatever. So there are limits to the capabilities of Social Security. It's great if you live to 100, you're still going to collect it, and that's one of the options why you want to look at other options besides Social Security for a guaranteed income, because you don't really know how long you're going to live, and so the problem that you're always facing is running out of money before you run out of life. And so something like an annuity sets that stage for you and guarantees that income no matter how long you live.
And, you know, there's been a lot of negative stuff about annuities, and we mentioned that last night. Some of the people at Fisher Investments has run ads saying don't buy an annuity and all that stuff. Well, that's a self-serving ad, and the National Association of Fixed Annuities has answered that, and most of the things he says are wrong. In fact, when you look at his background, he's got numerous lawsuits against him for, you know, bad investment advice and so forth like that. But National Association of Fixed Annuities they answered every allegation he had, and it proved to be wrong. And so we mentioned that last night. But even, Richard, I say this in a seminar, a lot of CPAs were taught in school about annuities, and they were not bad, but they were referring to the immediate annuity.
Well, that's a lot of the truth, Jim, that what we learned about, what I learned about 20, 30 years ago when we learned about annuities was often immediate annuities. So there was some potential problems. But the other thing that we learned about was that you had a fairly low rate of return, even though it was guaranteed, the return wasn't that great. And in a lot of cases, it died with you. You weren't able to pass it on. So there were some limitations that we've now been able to overcome.
Yeah, well, the hybrid annuities, and we explained them all in our seminars, I'm the best ever created. Gives you a minimum guarantee plus most of the market return out there. There's different hybrid annuities, different index annuities. They're not all created the same, but we deal with the best-selling annuity in the marketplace, and it is it's uncapped strategy, so that really gives you a lot more of the market returns. Has a minimum 4% guarantee, a guaranteed lifetime income. You cannot outlive for you and your spouse. And now they've added the home health care doubler, which means that you get confined in a nursing home or home health care, that income doubles, doesn't it, Doug?
Absolutely, Jim. I think we mentioned in our seminar last night, and I think this is worth mentioning, about timing is everything. And we talked about three basic principles last night, and people really picked up on it last night. And we talked about with people in the market, we understand if they want to be in the market and they're willing to take that risk, that we're okay with that. We just want to make sure that most of their money is not all in the market. So if that takes a downturn in that thing, they don't wind up losing their money there. And so we call that the risk and reach principle. And then the other thing we talked about, Jim, was the middle ground principle. Tell them a little bit about that.
Well, middle ground is the hybrid annuities we just got through talking about, Richard, where you have a safe place to put your money. You get most of the market returns without risk. You get a bonus on top of your money that helps, especially if you're close to retirement, 8% bonus helps out. And also a guaranteed lifetime income. You cannot outlive you and your spouse the same income with the home health care doubler. Those are features that's hard to beat.
I think one of the best ways to look at an annuity is that you're setting up your own private pension.
Yes, and that's been referred to. Yeah.
Because pensions these days, the what we used to look at as we'd go to work for a major corporation and they give us a pension when we retired and it was guaranteed for our lifetime. Those are kind of by the wayside. Most major corporations have now switched to 401ks. Even a lot of governments have switched to 401ks. So there's not a lot of the number of places where you can go to work and get a pension like that is decreasing.
Yes. And the thing about adding to your 401k, you're just adding to the risk. It's at risk in your money. And if you're within 10 years of retirement, folks, listen to me. You cannot afford a major downturn in the market right now like we had in 2008 or worse, because you may not recoup that money before you get ready to retire. Okay?
Jim, won't you tell them also about the holding pattern, what that really talks about?
Well, the holding pattern is if you want a place to put your money and decide what to do, folks, you can't leave it in the bank because you're earning nothing in the bank, basically. And you know, if this economy collapses, you know, the banks are going to go under too. But the thing you got to do is we have places to put your money. One of my favorite, and I really like this product, is a single premium whole life. A single premium whole life, you put one deposit in there, it grows, it indexed to the market, currently paying about 5.5%, tax deferred, has life insurance with it, and life insurance, that much long-term care equivalent to life insurance. So it's a great vehicle. It's completely liquid. Okay, completely liquid.
Well, Jim, you know, I was excited about that one situation. We was able to help an 83-year-old woman that qualified for it, didn't we?
I've got them up to 85. Yeah, 85 years old. It's only a phone call, no fiscal involved. So, you know, if you're interested in that, Doug, what should they do?
They should call Safe Harbor Financial Services here in Daphne. Our phone number is 1-877-251-1984.
1-877-251-1984. That's a toll-free number and a local number.
Or the 251 area code 625-1226.
625-1226 local. We're located in Daphne, right Highway County Road 13, right close to the high school.
Thank you, Jimbo, for that wake-up call.
Doug's from Indiana, so he used to put in area codes in there, numbers. Down here, we don't do that. But we're glad to have this show. Richard, we're glad to have you, a CPA, on there. Z-Back and Lindsay, have you got any wisdom you want that you came prepared to tell us today?
Well, Dan, Jim, I sure did. How about that? I want to talk this morning a little bit about Obamacare. If you will, specifically the significant benefit that a lot of people were supposed to receive from the money saving tax credits when they went online and enrolled for health insurance. Turns out now that hundreds or thousands of consumers could owe some of that money back to the IRS come this April. Those that were are most affected, for instance, took the advance payments for the premium tax credit, and it turns out some married couples, for instance, could owe $600, $1,500, or even $2,500 back. And it's kind of a raw deal for them because they weren't really expecting that. But it's in the fine print. It's back there. You just have to know how to look for it. So what's going to happen is when you file your 2014 tax return, the IRS is going to compare the actual income on that tax return with the amount that you estimated was going to be your income when you applied for the credit. And if your income, your actual income is greater than your projected income or estimated income, you could owe some of that tax credit back. But there's ways to avoid this problem. The IRS and healthcare.gov has set up opportunities for you to change your estimates, if you will. For instance, if you go to healthcare.gov, there's ways to change the fact that you got a job, or that you lost a job, or that you got married, or that you got divorced, or that you had a kid, or whatever else might change your healthcare deduction. So again, you could go to healthcare.gov, and the link to look for there is called Income and Life Changes. And so you click on that, and you find the way to report that. And so those things can affect the tax credit. Now, I know once you get that tax credit set up, you really don't want to have to change it to pay another $15 or $20 a month. But I tell you what, it's a whole lot easier to pay $15 or $20 a month than it is to have to pay $600 back April 15th.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So the other place you can go is irs.gov/ACA, which stands for Affordable Care Act. So the most common people that this affects are people that are in some sort of transition. People that have lost a job, they've been out of work for a little while, people that don't work regular 9-to-5 jobs, people that are on commission, or people that are self-employed. And so guesstimating their income is sometimes hard for these kinds of workers. And so that can affect the estimate. And a lot of times, unfortunately, they try to estimate low, thinking that's really going to help them because it's going to decrease the premium they have to pay, not thinking about having to pay some of that back. So if you lose your job, if you get a job, if you get married, if you get a divorce, if you have a child, you adopt a child, all these kinds of life changes affect your taxes. And it's a good idea to go and make those changes at healthcare.gov. What happens is, generally speaking, the healthcare tax credit is paid directly to the insurer. Mm-hmm. So it's not cash that the taxpayer receives, but it's direct payment for that premium. So it basically changes the amount of the premium that somebody else has to pay.
Richard, let me ask you, if anybody's got a question on that, which I know they do, I have questions, what should they do?
Well, if they have questions, they can either go to healthcare.gov, or if they can't find the answers there, then they can call me. We'll talk to them. We'll sit down. Like all of our radio show listeners, we have a free complimentary 27-minute consultation. Just call my office at 633-4070.
633-4070. Oddly enough, I've memorized his number.
Unlike Doug.
Not that I call him that much. I don't.
You know, Jim, I think that's what's so unique about what you're offering. It's a comprehensive wealth that covers all areas, with dealing with our attorneys that work with us, and also with Richard and other people. So they need to get on our website and see what we got to offer, don't they?
Yeah, we do. And comprehensive financial planning, folks, involves, you know, tax planning, legal planning, as well as investment planning. And that's why we put this team together. I think it's the most unique team around anywhere, because Richard and Jim Roberts also comes to our seminars. They have a part in there, and they offer free consultation to our clients. You just can't get that anywhere else. I have people in just this week that have questions, and they want to talk to Richard and Jim. And I said, well, go call him up. And, you know, if he can't answer a quick on the call, he'll come in the office for a consultation. But a lot of times it's questions you could probably answer over the phone.
Well, sometimes. And actually, I had the same situation this week, Jim. I had somebody that came in from the seminars. Apparently, they came to me first, and we talked to them about their tax situation. They've been living in the area for 15 years, but they had lived formerly in Louisiana for like 30 years before that. So they'd had the same CPA. They'd left the same CPA doing the work. But it had gotten to the point where they just didn't feel like they had that much contact with them, that it was easy for them to get put on the back burner and really not have any real understanding of possibilities that they could do to change. So we talked about that for a little while, and then we talked about, well, you know, if you're sitting over here, you've got property in two different states, you really might need a trust. And they asked me if that's something I can do. I said, no, you really need to talk to Jim Roberts about that. And that's something you ought to think about doing real soon. Because you just never, we're not guaranteed tomorrow.
That's it.
So you need to think about doing these things, you know, as soon as you can, as soon as practical. Because if you wait till next year or the year after, something like that, you never know. You never know what's going to happen. I had a partner that died from brain aneurysm on the way home from work, like 4 days before Thanksgiving 1 year. He didn't expect to die. Mm. His wife didn't expect him to die.
Mm-hmm.
Things happen that you just don't expect. You got to be prepared.
Well, if you have any questions on that, folks, you call Richard Lindsay, 633-4070.
633-4070.
Or call us at Safe Harbor Financial, 625-1226.
Or you could go to your website.
Or go to the website, or our toll-free number, 877-251-1984.
And, Jim, about our website, tell people that they can, or I can tell them, that you can go on there, folks, and see when our schedules are with our seminars, and you can call our office and book an appointment to come to one of our seminars. Because I tell you what, that seminar we just had last night at Where's Chris was well-received. Everybody signed up. I was booking appointments already this morning prior to coming to the radio broadcast, and people are signing up and wanting to get in there and see us because it was eye-opening information, don't you think, Richard?
Yes. What is that website, Doug?
Well, it's Jim's website is www.safeharfin.com.
Right.
www.safeharfin.com.
And what is your website, Richard?
CPAMobileAL.com.
Well, that's unique. That's pretty easy. CPAMobileAL.com.
Yeah.
And we all have websites, and, you know, and it's hard for me to get adjusted to websites and all this finagle stuff because I've been in business 32 years, and we didn't even have computers when I started. So, but we're getting up there, folks. And our seminars are very well attended. They're very good. Doug, we're not going to have but one more seminar this year, and that's going to be up in Jackson, Alabama at David's Catfish House in the first part of December there. But next year we'll start them up again, and, you know, we'll look at our website. We're probably not going to do as many seminars I've been doing. I've been doing two or three a month, and I'm going to probably cut down some next year and not do as many. I don't know. I hadn't made that decision yet. But if you'll come see us, I promise you, you'll never have a more informative seminar from a complete comprehensive financial planning team that we have.
Well, the seminar gives our listeners the opportunity to hear us, to get to know us a little bit better than what they can listening to us on the radio. It gives you the opportunity to kind of test drive what we're all about. And so what's that website again?
It's safeharfin.com.
So if you want to sign up for the seminars coming up beginning of next year, now's the time to think about doing it, because if you don't do it right now while you're thinking about it, safeharfin.com, you'll forget.
That's true, Richard. That's very true.
I get a lot of callers from the radio show, folks. We got regular listeners out there. I understand
that. We do,
that.
Jim. That
if
we do.
If you've got questions, call me. I will give you the time. I'll promise you that. I'll give you all the time you need to talk to you about your problem. Richard will give you the time to talk. If you got a tax problem, he can help you with over the phone. Or if Jim Roberts will, if you call him, and I don't have his number, folks, and I don't have it memorized, so I don't know what Jim's number is. But Jim Roberts is the attorney, state planning attorney over in right there by the mall, Spanish Fort, Alabama. Actually, it looks like it's in Daphne, but it's in Spanish Fort.
Well, that's the three keys or the three legs of the stool of financial planning, if you will. It's planning for retirement, it's planning for your taxes, it's planning on the legal side, whether that's will, trust, health care, power of attorney, whatever that is. And you found Jim's phone number.
Yeah, it's 626-3499. 626-3499. Jim Roberts. He's a James B. Roberts, Jr., attorney at law. He is also a municipal judge in Spanish Fork.
All right.
And so we got a great team. Folks, let's continue on what our theme of this seminar was last night, safe investing in America. So, you know, financial future of America. Doug, what else you got?
Jim, I just want to reiterate this with folks. If they want to check us out on and just when they run things through their grid system as to what we're telling them, I'd like just to recommend a couple of books that I think is important if people really want to get their eyes open and take the sunglasses off and get into the real world. One is a book called One Nation Under Attack, and it talks about how big government liberals are destroying the America that we knew and love. And it's happening right now before our very eyes. And this stuff, Jim, some of the things that's mentioned in this book is mentioned on the Washington Post, the New York Times, on some of our major news networks, if you're watching and knowing what to look for. But Dr. Jeffrey really brings this out and shows what people really need to really get in tune to. Another one is a book by Dr. I forgot his name right now, but it's Coming Economic Armageddon by he's a pastor out there in Southern California right now, and I know him very well, and I had a brain freeze there, Jim. Dr. David Jeremiah, that's him. Folks, get them books, and I tell you what, they'll open up your eyes.
They are good books, good information, folks. And, you know, we're trying to educate and give information, folks. It's not just about making sales. I've not had anybody come to our seminar say they didn't like it, they didn't learn something from it. So you can come. You don't have to see us. You don't have to buy anything. You know, we give you the option. If you want to see us, you want to see Richard, or you want to see Jim, they have the option, okay? And the one thing that I passed on to people last night, Richard, I don't know if you remember this, annuity owners are more confident about their retirement. High confidence is most noble among households categorized as mass affluent, those with investable assets from 100 to 499, and affluent assets from 500,000 to a million. These 79% of households in the survey, and most of them said they're very, very happy with doing. 9 out of 10 of annuity owners are confident about their lifestyle and retirement. Now, folks, the only way you can get confident in your lifestyle is if you got something that can give you a guaranteed lifetime income you cannot outlive.
Well, that makes you pretty confident then, don't it?
Yeah.
Right? If you know that you've got money coming in and you know that it's going to be enough for at least the basics or for however much you want to try to establish your lifestyle, obviously I think that's got to give you a lot of confidence in retirement and take away that biggest fear, that biggest risk of your money not lasting.
Absolutely.
You know, Richard, I've only been here just really since June, which has only been a few months ago. And, Jim, I tell you what, I've seen people that listened to what you told them several years ago, and now they're coming in for their reviews, and they're wanting to see what their portfolio really looks like. And I tell you what, these people are really happy. They're not dissatisfied. They don't have to go home and worry about things. It's everything you told them would happen has happened.
See, you know, when the market drops like it has in times and like it did not too long ago, I'm sure stockbrokers get calls and everybody gets worried and worried about their money. Nobody calls us.
And they
know
don't.
Their money's secure and safe.
It's true.
I know a lot of those kinds of stockbrokers and financial advisors. Believe me, they told me they got lots of calls.
Oh, absolutely.
And our people are happy. They don't worry about it. They know they got a safe, secure guarantee. And it's like I said last night, I don't understand why people would take market risk unless they're trying to get 15, 20% returns or something like that. And, you know, you got to take the risk to try to get that return. When you can get, without risk at all, similar returns in annuities. Okay, one pays 7% guaranteed plus market returns. The other's 4% plus market returns. So you're going to make 4% if the market crashes. And if the market does well, you may make market plus 4%. So that's 7, 8, 10, 12%. So you got to quit trying to hit home run, folks. You got to start thinking about conservation and preservation. And the best way to do that is through an annuity. Annuity is safe, guaranteed, and insured, so you can't beat it.
You know what the biggest problem of trying to hit home runs is, Jim?
What?
You strike out a lot.
Thank you.
Boy,
Richard.
Is that ever
that
true.
That is true, Richard.
It's a whole lot easier to hit consistent singles and have a good batting average, and that consistency will help you be prepared for retirement, and it'll help you grab that lifestyle that you want in retirement instead of instead of having to do things and work longer than what you want to.
Absolutely. I mean, folks, and I got last night, my staff said I got kind of, you know, angry a little bit, but I get, and I'm going to use the word again, pissed off when people, pundits, self-serving people, start talking bad about annuities and this stuff. And, you know, my question to them is, what did you do in 2008? What did they tell their clients in 2008? Well, just wait, it'll come back. And 7-8 years it did, didn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
But, you know, if you get close to retirement, what are you going to do? And if you're drawing income from that money and the market drops, you're even less likely to make it back, folks. So, you know, if just call with questions for us. If you'll call 625-1226.
That's 625-1226.
877-251-1984.
877-251-1984. I forgot, I'm sorry. I don't have it in front of me. I didn't memorize the toll-free number.
I know. See, I got Richard memorized. I got one up on him, folks. Call Richard Lindsay if you got tax problems, 633-4070, if you want to talk about taxes.
That's right, Jim. Thank you. It's 633-4070.
Jim, I think also worth mentioning also is one of the things that our people are realizing when they come in is if they become disabled and the featured benefits that we really can offer them, and then if they don't prepare for it, how that the money they've saved for a long, long time can turn around and they can wind up losing, having to pay for their health care.
Oh, absolutely.
It is amazing. I have clients that are in assisted living or that type of housing. And really, it $60,000 a year is about the bare minimum that I see. And I see some that are a lot more than that. It can drain some savings really quickly.
Let me give you a scenario, Richard. And you know this to be true. If you say you got a husband, y'all kicking along, doing well, got a fairly comfortable retirement. The husband gets a stroke or something, and he has to be confined to a nursing home or need home health care. You know, and that's $60,000, $65,000 a year. The average nursing home stay is 2.8 years in there, and some are longer. I got one client, a husband, been there 12 years. But, you know, all of a sudden you die in a nursing home, and now you don't have enough money left for retirement.
Right.
Okay? So what do you do? And a spouse is going to lose half the Social Security because you'll get the higher of the two. That's going to leave your wife or your spouse with a lot less money to live on. So you won't have that problem in our annuity because it gives you a guaranteed lifetime income for each one of you, plus that income doubles if you get confined to a nursing home, folks, and you're getting 4-plus market returns in annuity. I'm telling you, folks, I do not understand why people don't.
Sounds too good to be true, doesn't it, Jim?
I know. They ought to be lined up to come in there, and they do when they see it. But we can't get the folks in there because there's so many negative folks out there, and they're listening to everybody else. But come in and judge for yourself. That's all we ask you. Is come in and see us and call Richard Lindsay if you want to first, or call Jim Roberts first, or come see us first. It doesn't matter. We're all a team.
That's right.
Jim, I want to try to redeem myself again and mention these two books again, okay? One of them is by Dr. Grant Jeffrey, One Nation Under Attack, and then The Coming Economic Armageddon by Dr. David Jeremiah.
Okay. Well, folks, if you want to see me or Doug Morrison at Safe Harbor Financial, dial 625-1226. That's 625-1226 or 1-877-251-1984. 1-877-251-1984 or Richard Lindsay, 633-4070.
633-4070.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Thank you, Laurie. Laurie.
You've been listening to Safe Investing in the New Economy, brought to you by Safe Harbor Financial Services, LLC in Daphne, and by Zivac & Lindsay CPAs in Mobile. I'm your producer, Lori Dubose. Listen each week at this same time at this same station for Safe Investing in the New Economy.